Good morning. I'm Bill Rabior, and this is Weekend Focus. And today we have a special guest in studio. This is the first in this series that we've had the same guest back-to-back weeks. Dennis Buehler is back with us this week. He's the president and CEO of the Greater Green Bay Community Foundation. And we had you in last week to talk about Give Big Green Bay, which was at that time coming up. Now it's behind us, and it went so well, we wanted to have you back in to talk about it and let you kind of celebrate. I see that you kind of rode cloud nine in here, did they say?
Well, I feel so honored to be back for the second, the first guest. I feel incredibly honored. And yeah, we're all riding on cloud nine after what this community really came out and did for our nonprofits in this community and the impact it's going to have. We couldn't be more delighted.
Okay, so in case you missed it, all right, Give Big Green Bay, a 24-hour event, Wednesday noon to Thursday noon, online, raised over almost $3.7 million. It's incredible.
It's incredible, yeah. I mean, I think we say every year we don't set a goal, and that's really true, we don't. And people ask, well, you got to be trying to beat the last year, and we don't know. Every year is different. The mix of groups is different. We really don't know. And I think it's just a testament to this community, the energy they have and how it's growing to continue to support these groups is just, it's incredible to see happen.
So there's a lot of factors. Like you say, you never know what the climate is necessarily, right? The economy or things like that.
Right.
But I think what you've probably learned over the last, what's it been, 8 years now?
This is our ninth year.
That this community is quite giving. I see it all the time, and you probably are well aware.
Yeah, we see it every day in our work, too. I mean, we know these groups. We work with them every single day. We work with these donors every single day. We see that generosity. But to be able to put it on this type of platform, this type of stage, we have so many different media outlets, just like yourself and so many who are helping us to advance this story. It's just, it's terrific to really showcase what Green Bay is about every day. Mm-hmm. And we hope that, you know, days like this are going to continue to encourage people to give, again, not to just the organizations we showcase this week, but it really is representational about so many organizations across the community. And we hope it encourages people to continue to give to the groups that are important to them throughout the entire year.
Dennis Buehler joining us today. We're talking about Give Big Green Bay, which was just completed on Thursday. $3.692 million, 5,954 donors. And you told me off there earlier that those are both new record highs for you. And what else?
Yeah, the total giving for this year, record, total number of donors is a record, but also the total number of gifts. So you can give to one or as many organizations you'd like. But we had over 11,300 gifts that were given as a part of this single day.
So that means that of those 5,954,
they gave to multiple organizations.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So record in gifts. And what's even also extraordinary, too, is I probably mentioned this last week, and I've talked about it a lot. One of the numbers that doesn't go as covered is that on average, over all years we've done this, 41% of the donors who gave new to an organization.
So for the first time?
For the first time.
Yeah,
this
great.
Year that was 42%. So we've held that number over those 9 years. That goes really to the heart of this program, which is our community leaders, our media outlets, our nonprofits. We're really trying to build a network. This isn't about donors who already give and we're just giving it this day. It's about expanding that pool and really growing philanthropy in our community. And to see that happen is really incredible.
So you have people, I'm sure, that like certain organizations and donate to them.
Sure.
Because they love them for some reason. But now you're seeing, like you say, over 40% are finding new. So
right.
what do you attribute that to?
I certainly think it's all about community. We're building community and networking, but we're telling these great stories, and we do limit the number of groups every year to 50 to really try to focus on those stories that are impacting our community. And when we tell those stories, it moves people, and mm-hmm. people learn about what's happening. And I think that's what's really exciting, particularly those new organizations. Those new organizations this year that came in really did well. And it's interesting because people may not be aware of what's happening in small corners of our community.
Sure.
They might just be familiar with what's close to them. And we're clearly responding when they hear those news stories and how needs are being met in ways that maybe they didn't expect. And they're responding. They continue to respond.
That's great. Dennis Buehler with us today. We're talking about the very, very successful, again, year for Green Bay, for Give Big Green Bay. Now what happens? So $3.6 million plus. Now what happens?
Yeah, so we will, back at the office right now, we're crunching through all the numbers, and we're sort of a little data geeking about that a little bit, really to understand kind of behind the scenes everything that was successful. We'll report out to our groups and get them their money as soon as we possibly can to advance their work. But we're already thinking about year 10. I can't believe we're already talking about year 10. And so that'll happen. But I think what's also happening is that we have teams of people who are working with these organizations to think about stewardship, because we just said you're going to have a lot of new donors who come in, connected to these groups. We want that relationship to continue. And stewardship is such an important part of this work. We can't just end today.
So what do you mean by stewardship? What are you talking
really,
about?
You're a new donor to this organization. We want that organization and that donor to build a relationship so they can continue to support that work well beyond this day. So some of those small groups, they may be really new to what it means to really continue to work with a larger pool of new donors. Mm. So we want to work with those organizations to really understand, how do we work with the donors? How do we bring them in as closer friends, as volunteers, as other advocates? And that's work that has to continue throughout the year, so they can build that family that really, really meant to advance their work.
So you have 50 organizations that you work with every year, right?
50 each year, yeah.
So are they, some of them have been around for a long time, but mm-hmm. some are newer organizations, right? So as part of that stewardship you're talking about with maybe some of young organizations and learning how to sustain and continue to grow.
Yeah, I think all
by building
of,
those
yeah, I
relationships.
Think all of us have to work on our stewardship. I think those, no matter what business you're in, if you have a customer, you have a donor, we're all working on relationships to keep them close to our businesses. That never changes. But I think you're right. There are some newer, small organizations who maybe haven't had that experience. And through our partnership with other providers, we're able to provide that to nonprofits and say, why don't you come in? Let's talk about what that means, because you now have people you've hooked into your work, and we really want to keep that relationship strong.
Yeah.
It probably is a little bit more of those new groups, but I think everyone needs to work on that in any business that they're in.
Okay. So now over the $3.7 million, how does that get distributed among those 50?
So there's the gifts that were made directly to those groups that you saw on that tote board.
Yeah. So that's separate from, or is that, I still get confused how it works.
Yeah. So any dollars that were raised, if you raised, say, 3% of the dollars of the day, you're also going to enjoy 3% of our match pool. We can't forget about the match pool that was in that total as well. And our match pool this year was north, I think, $560,000.
Oh, it was? Okay. Yeah. So it wasn't just the $250,000 from the Packers. There was more.
Yeah, there were more donors who came in that were inspired by their work.
Okay.
Added to that. So that $560,000 is included in the almost $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
But every group is going to enjoy a small portion of that to make those dollars go even further. So we'll be doing the calculations at the office to make sure everyone gets their fair share of those dollars. And then we'll have those dollars distributed out to them within about the next month or two. I know they're anxious to get those dollars and get them to work.
Sure. Tell me about the Spirit Award and the bonus awards that you have.
Yeah, so the bonus awards and the Spirit Award. We just announced the Spirit Award this morning, so I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
I'll tease that for a second. But the bonus awards, we have three groups of nonprofits, different budget sizes, small, medium, and large. And for the organizations that secured the most number of donors in each one of those groups, they received a $5,000 bonus.
Okay. So not the money, but the number.
Numbers, because it really is about the finding those new donors.
Right.
And so each one of those will receive a $5,000 bonus.
Nice.
Then we have the Spirit Award, the Mark Murphy Spirit Award, in honor of Mark's commitment to this work over the 8 years he was with us in doing this work. And if that is voted on by the group of nonprofits, those who really felt they exemplified the spirit of collaboration and advocacy and that type of work. And they vote on it. They all voted on it last night. Mm-hmm. We have no say in it.
Okay.
And they received not only a wonderful sort of Mark Murphy game ball for Give Big Green Bay, but they also receive a $1,000 bonus. And we just announced this morning the Volunteer Center of Brown County was voted as the Spirit Award winner this week. So they were very excited. We were down at their office this morning, presented them with the game ball. And they'll receive a $1,000 bonus as a prize from their peers.
Very good. Congratulations to them. You mentioned Mark Murphy. Let's talk about him for a second.
Sure.
And what he has done with you and how he has helped. I think he did a tremendous job in his time with the Packers. Yeah. But he's proving now, too, that it wasn't just with the Packers. He was involved with a lot of things in our community.
Yeah, I mean, he really exemplified.
And you know, still
this,
is.
Yeah,
right?
Still yeah. is with the spirit of Green Bay and investing in this community as a team and individually. When Mark and I and the Packers and our foundation came together around this idea that was presented to us about a giving day, Mark was one of the very first to say, yes, let's do it. And it was really both the team at the Green Bay Community Foundation and his staff and Mark, through their vision of really developing something unique and really working with Mark, you know, each year to continue to grow. This was a real special opportunity for us. And I think he really exuded that idea of collaboration and community. And he you know, deserves a lot of credit for the ability for this program to grow. We're thrilled that our friend and colleague Ed Policy is now leading and I think continues to exude that spirit as well. And the team is continues to be a great advocate for this work. So we really don't see this slowing down at all. We're thrilled to have those years to work with Mark. It's great to see him around town.
Sure is.
And talk to him. And he continues to be such a strong advocate for this work.
What does it mean to have that organization's name kind of attached to this?
We get a lot of questions from people around the country about how we're doing this, the structure of this, why it's so different, and if it might be replicated. And we talk about it, but it is unique. You can't say in a lot of communities that you have a professional sports franchise that has this sense of community that we do here in Green Bay. And I think that's what makes it so unique and allows us to be able to amplify and advocate for this work in a way that maybe many others can't.
Yeah.
So it's something that's special, something that, you know, it's an honor to be a part of, and something that's a real privilege. And I don't think any of us take that for granted.
Dennis Buehler, the president and CEO of the Greater Green Bay Community Foundation, joining me again this week, and I appreciate you coming in. And before we go, so now this year is just ended, but I imagine you're going to work on next year already, right?
Yeah, 10 years. In February of next year, it'll be 10 years. I can't believe we continue to say that, but you're correct. Our team and the Packers will sit down in the very near future and start thinking. As a matter of fact, at the wrap-up party last night, we were already talking a little bit about what are we going to be doing here for year 10? So we're already starting to churn on some ideas for year 10, but it's going to be a great thing to celebrate. These 10 years. And already, so for 9 years, we've been able to raise $20.7 million. So can't imagine what we'll be able to do once we hit year 10.
And as we talked about last week, you get hundreds of applications, right, for the nonprofits that want to be part of it. So are you already trying to go through the applications for next year, or is there, how do you take a whole new group of them?
We'll take a little pause here, and the applications will open up in the fall. But we'll think a little bit about what we want to do with year 10. And every year we've made a few tweaks here and there, really continue to try to provide, you know, more and more access and really tweak the story and the message. And we'll do that, I'm sure, again this year, and then we'll open that up in the fall. Be excited to see who wants to participate. And every year it's different, and so we don't know what to anticipate going in, and it'll be exciting to see what happens in our 10th year.
Well, it's a pretty cool deal, that's for sure. And congratulations on the great year you had this year. It was fun to go online and watch the tote board climb. It just keeps rolling. That's pretty exciting. So you must be ecstatic.
We are.
Thanks for coming in, and appreciate it. And hopefully things will go as well, if not better, next year. But I think overall, the broader picture is the number of organizations that are involved, and keep building on that.
Yeah, since we've started this, over 164 unique organizations have benefited from this program across that $20.7 million. And it's just a real privilege to be able to tell their stories and make sure we're getting resource where it's needed most.
Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Bill.